And making a thing of it publicly.
In a bigger picture. Let's go to Martin in Redwood City. I have a feeling I'm going to disagree with him. Hey, Martin, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
All right. So the league is not set up to have five superstars on the team.
You know,
it's the NBA. Things are going to change eventually. But we're going to keep Kerr around, and we should. Kerr is a great coach. However, we had two timeouts at the end of the game, and this whole situation could have been prevented. You wouldn't have seen Draymond clapping his hands or KD getting upset if Kerr had called one of those timeouts, got his players organized, found a good shot to hit, and if it wasn't there, call another timeout and get a good shot, you know?
All right.
So,
hey, Martin, that's a good point. It's fair. And personally, I think even if you call a timeout, something would have cropped up later in the season. Let's go to Tim Roy. We have him now at Warriors Vox. You know, Tim, I'm going to start with the play itself because a lot of people think that's kind of – it's certainly what led to it. But I look at that play as it's kind of like a 50-50 play. Draymond pushes the ball up the court a lot. He could have – he did what he did, and it's not like it's the first time.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a scramble situation. You don't want their defense to get set. You're trying to get an early, quick look at the basket. And it just because of what happened, it just didn't work out. I think, you know, I was listening to the last caller there, and I think, you know, Steve said after the game, yeah, I would have, you know, if it didn't work out, I'd love to have that timeout right back. But I understand exactly where he was going with that was, let's not let them think about things. Let's not let them get set up. We're in a scramble mode. We got, you know, Durant and Klay Thompson on the floor. So, you know, take your chances. I think you would go with that more times than not.
Well, I just think there's no rule there. Unwritten rule is what I'm saying. And it's just so easy. He makes the shot. You're great. It's to me, it's a coin flip. I mean, I won't criticize
a coach. Also, it's like if you're Lloyd Pierce of the Atlanta Hawks, you're probably, taking that timeout.
Yeah, correct.
You have a young team.
Correct.
You have a young player who's running the show, and you want to get them into some sort of situation where they at least have a structure and you're trying to get the shot that you want. And so, but when you have a team like the Warriors, I think you go in that respect. I think you just go ahead. It didn't work out. Led to an argument. I mean, you patch it up and move on.
What did you think of what Draymond said to the media today?
I didn't get to hear what Draymond had to say at practice, so I really don't know what he said. So
gotcha. He basically said we're on to Cincinnati.
Go ahead. Hey Tim, I was telling Steiny, right or wrong, this era we're in a different world. Every social media, his mic is just, you know, put a microscope on everything and sometimes blows it out of proportion. You've been covering this team a while. My question to you is, are you at all shocked how big of a story this has become, or are you at a point to where, you know what, I expected with social media?
Well, with social media and also with the Warriors, you know, everybody is
they're big boys, Tim.
They're like covering covering a rock band, you know, maybe in the 60s, it might've been the Beatles, you know, that kind of thing. And so every move they have is scrutinized. Every, you know, smile or, you know, motion on the bench is documented. If it's not on, you know, social media, then somebody will, you know, write about it. So I'm not surprised the story took off. I think what's interesting about this, I loved Andre Iguodala's quote, because, you know, it's, you know, no mountain is smooth. You know, if mountain climbing was really easy, we'd all do it to get the view, but it's hard and it's, you know, it's laborious and you have to be in tremendous shape and be technically sound. And I think that's the way winning the NBA title is. And when you get people together for months at a time, that, you know, this kind of thing can happen. And it happens all around the league. It happens in every sport. I think in this case, it happened in a public, you know, manner. And that's why we're all, you know, talking about it.
Hey, Tim, thank you very much. Have a great call tonight. Should be interesting.
I think it'll be fun tonight. I think it's a real welcome game. I think it's a game that's going to get their attention. They know they have to be on point to beat, you know, a team that has James Harden and Chris Paul. And, you know, I think that, you know, with this situation, I think it comes at a really, really good time. And I think it's going to be, you know, it's a high character team. And I think that that character, you know, will drive them through all this and, you know, not let it fester and become something of a distraction.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Appreciate it. We'll see you down the road.
See you. Yep.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors at Warriors Vox. You can follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steiny. I wanted to ask him, I should have, about did David West's comments last year after the parade, would a person be wrong to come back to that?
Of course not. Oh, my goodness, absolutely not.
Where's in West fact, at? Almost, we should get West.
He ain't a sucker.
Oh, the, he, right.
He ain't going to say
stitches
anything.
Stitches get stitches, right? Wow, you're right, Steiny.
But of course it's, to me, it almost, listen, when David West said there was stuff going on, I actually don't think it was just something like this. Okay. I think there was other stuff too. This may have been the biggest. It may not have. But yes, I think in fact that's the line you can now draw A to B. This is that's probably the big elephant in the room that David West was talking about. It. I mean, I don't want to say it has to be, but I'm sure it was part of it. Let's go to AP. In the haystack. What's up?
There it is. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
All right. This is about leadership, all right? I'm a manager, a leader of men. Okay, when you take that, a role model, when you take that responsibility, things come with it. Okay? You accept blame, defer praise. Okay? And this is the lesson Draymond hasn't learned. His post-practice press conference missed the mark. There was way too much I'm going to. What he needs to do is sit back, think about the position he's in. His ass could be in Charlotte, Jersey, Phoenix, sucking. He's on a championship team trying to make a three-peat. Realize where you are, defer, give praise. Go 60% above the line, not 50-50. Give praise to Durant. Say he's a great player. Durant is a baby, okay? He does not act normal. He's a sneak diss. He does this stuff all the time. Realize who you're playing with. Realize you're on the precipice of greatness and get through the season and win a title. Suck it up, Draymond. Come on. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. I got to tell you.
Wow, AP.
I got to tell you.
I feel like I was at a seminar. There was some validity to some things.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
He said defer praise.
He also, you know what? He's right. Draymond was, I mean, I don't know how it's going to be characterized, but I guarantee you some might characterize it as defiant because he said he's not changing. He said it's worked out well for him. He said it's who he is. He's going to be himself. That's what I heard.
And if he's seething, you got to give him credit for not changing, Steiny. If
really?
He feels like I'll give him credit
when he's in Charlotte.
AP was right. But Draymond feels he's right, Steiny. So
I know he does.
At that juncture, he's not going in front of the camera to say, I apologize or I did anything wrong. He said, I'm making us, another thing I took from Draymond, I'm making us all tougher. This is making us all tougher.
I don't necessarily.
My tough skins I used to wear back in the day.
Okay. What if the bottom line is that it's not just KD, that there's more than one Warrior who's just tired of Draymond?
Then we got an issue. And maybe that's what led to the suspension.
I think that's within the realm of possibility.
And I don't think you would be, as you say, reaching.
And I think maybe, I think this is possible. Draymond can't stand the way Durant's getting this attention for being a free agent and taken away from their season. And so Draymond did what he did. But I think now what's happening is, you know, the rest of the team, I mean, it's no secret. The rest of the team can say, well, how much of a team player are you, Draymond? You just made a big deal out of it and put yourself in front of the team. So you're doing exactly what Kevin Durant's doing, only in a different manner. Why is this all about you right now?
That's interesting.
See, I think Draymond knows he's wrong, but not only won't apologize, but he'll just say, you know what? I'm going to be wrong again because I'm one of the best players in the league. I'm a multi millionaire way 15 times over, and I ain't changing one thing that got me here. When we come back, if you didn't catch the interview with Draymond Green, it lasted about 2 minutes. We're going to get to it next.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know what's incredible? It's incredible that Steph Curry, his injury is not coming along as quickly as the Warriors had hoped. And nobody's even talking about it. Nobody's even talking about it. He's going to miss this entire trip. And Steve Kerr said, it's not really coming along.
Wow.
Like we'd like.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
You need Steph Curry now more than ever.
No doubt.
I mean, you could make.
Well, he's with them in Houston.
I know he's with them, but he's not with them on the court.
I believe Aisha, his wife, is opening up a restaurant in Houston.
That's great. That's great.
Maybe we get some tickets.
I have no interest. No interest. Mm-hmm. I've been to one of those. They're very good. They're very, very good.
You had a table that said Steinmetz?
No.
Oh, you just.
What do you mean?
You just walked in?
As opposed to.
I thought you had to have reservations. No, that was good. I thought you had to have reservations. You know, Rezzies.
You know me better.
Look at that. Okay, I get you.
I get you.
I hear
you. Man, there ain't no door that's locked to me.
Wow.
All right, let's go to Laura in San Francisco. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, whoa. Let's hold Laura. I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm sorry. We're going to play the whole Draymond Green thing right now. He talked for 2 minutes. If you haven't heard it, here it is. Draymond Green after today's shoot around in Houston. It's in its entirety.
Speak on this one time and one time only. What happened a few nights ago? You know, Kevin and I spoke. We're moving forward. I think there's no secret that I am an emotional player. You know, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I play with that same emotion. You know, sometimes it gets the best of me, and you know, it doesn't work to my favor. I'ma live with it. You know, because it works in my favor to the good, as my resume speaks and this team resume speaks. More so than it doesn't. And so I'm never going to change who I am. I'm going to approach the game the same way that I always do. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue to move forward. You know, and I've read a lot about how is this the end of the run or is it over or did I ruin it or did I force Kevin to leave? You know, at the end of the day, as I've said before, whatever Kevin decided to do, whatever Clay decided to do, whatever who decides to do, you know, we had great years together, and I support everybody wholeheartedly, 100%. As a man, as a human being, you got the right to do what you want to do with your life. I'll never question that. What you must know is nobody in this organization, from a player, you know, not myself, not Kevin, not anybody else, is going to beat us. You know, if you one of them other 29 teams in this league, you got to beat us. We're not going to beat us. Gonna continue to do what we do. You know, I'm sorry if that ruins everybody's stories. I know everybody got a job to do. I apologize for ruining y'all's stories if it did. You know, but you know, if this only makes Kevin, myself, and the rest of my teammates stronger, that's what it's gonna do. So, you know, you think you saw something before. Good luck with us now. Like, we're not gonna crumble off of an argument. We're gonna move forward. So that's all I got to say. Anybody want to talk about basketball? I'm here. If not, it's been real.
What about with management, though?
Anybody want to talk about basketball? I spoke on what I spoke about. If anybody want to talk about basketball, I'll take some basketball questions. But that's all I got to say about that.
There you have it. Draymond Green.
Day-day.
First impression. What was it?
Not remorseful.
The more I listen to it, the more I do think he did that on his terms. His terms, nobody else's.
Yeah, if Derek Papa could throw him through the truth machine.
You know, I have a feeling Papa's going to throw. Papa's going to throw a bunch of Warriors through the
truth machine. He said a lot, man.
I think he did, too. I really do. And, of course, we're going to get the you're making a big deal out of nothing again. But
is that still have a life? This is a big deal. the biggest deal in sports.
Well, look, and he also said, I read where they say this is the end of the... Nobody said this is the end. Nobody said this is the end. Who would say this is the end? I'm just saying...
Meaning if KD were to leave, which would have happened naturally if he does decide to leave in the offseason. That's what I took that as, what he's hearing the noise.
Hey, by the way, can I... I hate to do this. I really do.
That means you love it.
What did I say 2 days ago? What did I say about Kevin Durant 2 days ago? What I thought was going to happen?
Oh, New York or L.A.?
That's right.
I said it right here. I believe it was Monday.
Kevin Durant's going to end up in New York or L.A. I told him to rack the tape.
Yeah, check the tape.
And I don't have... Let me hear how strong I was with it. Go ahead. Oh, hold on. TikTok. No. You know what? Hey, you know what, Wes? Never mind. It's not about. I know. I
don't. You said it first.
No. Laura in San Francisco. It's not about that today. What's up, Laura?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So, I think that there's a problem with KD, and here's the problem. KD has never really been a Warrior, and Warriors have done everything to make him feel like he is the Warrior. We've given him MVP status. Joe Lacob said he could write a check, and yet it's always felt like he's had one foot out the door. And I love KD. I wanted him to come here. I remember where I was in my car when I found out we got him. Like, I was in, but I just feel like he's not all in, and Draymond knows it. Draymond's an all-in guy, live or die, and he feels it. And I think there's resentment from that.
I think you're right on the money, wow. Laura. I mean, listen, nobody's going to be able to pin this down completely, but I do think, Laura, that might be one of the things in this big stew of ugly. Thanks a lot, Laura. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Big Wave Dave, and come on. What's up, man?
Big Wave Dave.
Are you really going to do this, Big Wave?
Yes, I really am.
Yeah,
there we go.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on, this has happened with the Warriors a long time ago. Sprewell in the parking lot with a 2x4 in his hand.
That was Byron Houston.
That had the 2x4.
That was Byron Houston who had the 2x4, yeah.
Yeah. But we weren't nothing then.
True.
Now that we're on top of the mountain, this is a big story. I heard you guys talk all day yesterday. I went home with a migraine because of all this going on. You know what I want to see tonight?
Hmm.
I want to see and take count on how many times those two pass the ball. Not an assist, but just pass the ball back and forth to each other. And just see if there's, are they 100%?
All right. Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Thanks for the call. They're going to overly defer tonight. I guarantee you. Well, I'm not going to guarantee you.
But that's something we're watching.
It's going to be one of two things. We're not going to notice any difference, I don't think we will.
Okay.
I don't think we'll notice
they're
one difference.
Professionals.
But if we do notice anything, I'll bet you it's an overpass or two. But I don't think we're going to really see something. Antonio! What's up, Antonio? It's over,
hey,
right?
What's up, guys?
Nipped in the bud, right?
Guys, hello?
Yeah. Yeah, you're on, man.
Yeah, man, all brothers fight, during the court. I have four brothers, and we've had pickup games against, other people, and, there's been cussing, and we're going back and forth. We're fighting with each other. You know what I'm saying? It happens. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody acts like the Warriors are going to drop from the first seed to the 10th seed now because they're fighting. No.
Okay.
And as far as Durant going somewhere else because it is – there's somebody named Antonio from Oakland who called and said Durant's going to the Knicks weeks ago before anything happened. And I still think he is, so this doesn't really change anything.
I agree with those two things.
Yeah.
But here's what let me ask you this, Antonio. You love your brothers?
Oh, yeah, I love my brothers.
Yeah, well, KD don't love Draymond Green, and Draymond Green don't love Kevin Durant. That's the difference.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying from an on-the-court fighting standpoint with your teammates-wise.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It happens.
No doubt about it. Anything else, my man?
I'll give you unicorns.
When am I going to be on the show? I should have someone ask you.
All right, we'll tell you on Wednesday. Yeah.
We might get Robin or somebody else.
Robin's out now, too. I heard some bad stuff
about
her.
Well, Nikki's still in the running. She's a leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Al in Novato. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Sorry, man.
How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. So this is my take on the whole situation. As I said, and I want to emphasize, you can't have a successful run with somebody in the clubhouse just barking on its own players. You talk about junkyard. There's a misconception about a junkyard dog. Junkyard dog isn't going to bark at the owner or anything like this. And, like, that's why he was suspended and everything. You can't have that culture where you're afraid to go down and do your thing and have the freedom of movement if your own player is going to jump on you about something. And that's where he needs to be checked. And he needs to really realize that he's not going to be able to do the things he do because of the Splash Brothers. I'm not speaking of KD, I'm speaking of Draymond. Draymond needs to make a change, and it's very apparent that he has some issues. He has some self-confidence issues. That's why he's barking at everybody else. Nobody's jumping on him when he makes mistakes.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true. Thanks for the call, Al.
And maybe the clap was Durant saying you made a mistake and Dre didn't like it.
Well, the clap was give me the ball.
Right, and I didn't get it, so I didn't run on the play. And right. Going to the bench. I'm watching this replay.
Well,
dude, there was a lot said on the bench that I didn't see.
Well, I am still going back to when it was kind of over, Draymond said something, and KD walked out into the court, not talking to anybody in particular, but it sure did look like he was shaking his head saying, that's why I'm out.
Mm.
It's why I'm out. I mean...
And the funny thing is, we won't know until June or July.
I mean, I'm sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. I'm sure everybody has their own kind of deciphering of that. It did look to me like he was like, it's why I'm out, man. Let's go to Eric in Vacaville. Hi, Eric.
Call Stein Guru. You guys are the best because of your point counterpoint.
Thank you, man.
Back and forth.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to bring up a couple things. I'm going to date myself here. One is, the Warriors are kind of like the old days in the 70s when after they won three in a row, the egos of Reggie Jackson, you know, Sal Bando, all those other players, they kind of started to get tired of each other. And, you know, they would have gone on to win probably five. And I think the Warriors could do the same thing. But KD and Dre, they're both alpha dogs. And Pierre hit it right on the head. When KD was slapping his hands together, Draymond's not passing the ball to him. He's going, that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
And right, wrong, or indifferent. Draymond was going to make a play, and maybe it wasn't the right play, but we got to live with it. And I hope Houston knows that the Warriors are coming focused tonight. And I just hope the Dubs just annihilate the Rockets tonight.
Thanks for the call, Eric. Appreciate it. I would disagree with KD as an alpha dog.
No, that's the problem.
I think he's a.
And he didn't alpha dog Westbrook, and people had a problem with it.
That's kind of.
And that's okay. Don't make you a bad person.
But here's the other thing. You know, Eric said, ooh, the Rockets are in for it tonight.
I believe that Tuesday.
There's no Steph Curry. Steph Curry's not playing. So I think it's going to be extremely difficult to judge how are they playing after this. How do you know? Curry's not playing.
And the Rockets.
And he's not playing for longer than people think. Well,
that's been lost.
How about that for burying the
lead? And the Rockets need the Warriors more than the Warriors need the Rockets. You know what I mean? Like, man, we could get it really. They'd be 500 if the Rockets were to win. But that is scaring me.
You know what?
That hole. What did I tell you about that adductor? Yeah. Well,
nice.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. Pat Riley ain't an idiot. All right. Pat Riley's not stupid. He knows firsthand how tough it is to win year after year after year. He knows it's so tough that he wrote about it. This is what happens.
It's my favorite book.
It's what happens.
What's the title?
It's actually, I think, called The Disease of More, but it could also be The Disease of Me.
Well, yeah, we call it.
After success, after team success, you start worrying more about your own success. You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. This thing is funny. And I mean, it is funny. Ha ha funny.
In what way?
I'll tell you what way. So the Atlanta Hawks were in town on Tuesday?
Yep.
And this is all going on. And so I had a little I had a chance to talk to Travis Schlenk, who's the general manager of the Hawks, who was in the Warriors organization.
And that's Mario Elie.
He knows all the stuff that's going on. And, you know, had a little chat with Bob Myers at some point over the weekend. And I got to tell you, at some point we were talking about it and Bob's laughing because first of all, Bob's laughing. And then the one thing I will say about Bob Myers, he's been uncomfortable from the get-go with this light years stuff, with how the Warriors are an elevated franchise, how they don't make mistakes, how everything's perfect. He has been consistent about that. That makes him uncomfortable.
I would have never imagined.
He does not like that. And I understand why. I understand why, because he's smart enough to know it's not going to last forever. So that's one dynamic in this thing that I think is, Bob Myers is a very, very humble guy.
I like
him. And he's always been uncomfortable with this, and now especially more so, because it's a chance for everybody to say, see, Warriors aren't perfect. And there's there's Bob Myers saying, I never said we were.
That comes with the territory. That's all. You're right.
No doubt. So here's a funny thing, man. So anytime anything comes up this day or two with Schlenk, I'd be like, wow, Draymond, first of all, he doesn't tell me anything.
Right.
Like, this is what happened. I got no idea. He's too smart.
You don't ask either.
No, I would never ask.
No, me.
But he does say stuff like, man, Draymond and Durant, that's unbelievable. He'd go, yeah. Boy, I wish the Hawks had the problem of two superstars going at each other's throat.
That's called rich team problem.
And I'm like,
wow, man. To put it in perspective,
yeah,
Stoney.
I guess that's true.
And
then he's like, anytime anything came up, I'd be like, I think Curry might be out a little longer than people think. If only we had the best player in the NBA and we were worried about him missing 9 games. It was kind of a theme all weekend, and it was just kind of, it's fun.
Yeah, it's Atlanta,
funny.
Golden
it's
State
basketball.
On top, bottom, right?
It's basketball. It's not.
I get it.
This crap we got to live every day.
Bob is a cool dude, man. I didn't know that bothered him. I thought that would.
I don't know that. I think
you smile at yourself in the mirror.
I wouldn't like it either. You wouldn't either.
I would be. Give yourself that extra wink in the brushing your teeth.
Pride.
Knowing you're above everybody else.
Pride cometh before the fall.
Wow.
Pride cometh before the fall.
Let me ask you this. Did my name come up with Bob?
No. Let's go to Roberto at Martinez. How you doing?
Good. I'm here right here. Sorry about that.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay. Great. I just want to point out a couple points. My son... Steiny Guru, want to take my hat off to you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. Anyway, I wanted to point out that, my son says it all the time. Dad, Steph Curry's way better than Kevin Durant. He's 13 years old. He knows way more about basketball. He can tell you played in 94 playoffs and who the finals were. And who the kid is just basketball crazy. He's only been in it for 2 years. So, like you pointed on, Steph Curry, in my opinion, watching Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant's a great player, his best games are when Steph Curry's on the floor.
No doubt.
I don't see him leading the team the way Curry does.
There's no chance.
All aspects. Yeah.
I'll let you finish, Roberto, but it's Kevin Durant's not a leader. And that's okay. I'm not a leader either.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. And I think he fits well. Now, one of your callers made the point that Kevin Durant's not all in. And my son is like, Dad, Kevin's a traitor. I'm like, why is he a traitor? He put 9 years in an organization. He did all he can do, and then he left. Why is he a traitor? But my son's very loyal. He's like, I don't care, Dad. I would never left. That's my son's point of view. And I think a lot of fans have that point of view. It's like, even if Kevin goes all in with his chips, you can't tell if he's going to be all in with his chips because, like you said, he got a free agent.
And he's got to keep his options open.
Right. And I see, Draymond Green, much higher IQ. When I see him arguing on the floor, it looks to me, and I'm just reading what I see, it looks to me, when I see Kevin Durant's face, it's like he has no argument because, A, either Draymond's right, or B, he doesn't understand the argument or the problem well enough to even argue it.
Gotcha.
That's what I see.
Hey, now, hey thanks, game, Roberto. Hey, Roberto, great points. We got a lot of people to get to today. I did get a text that I want to address. It's from, I don't know who it's from, but it was about the what Kevin Durant said as he was walking on the court.
Yeah.
How he says, how could anyone see that Kevin Durant said, that's why I'm out? No way, Steinmetz. I'm not the only one.
No, there's a...
And I didn't say he said it. I said it sure looked like he said it. And if you look at it, you don't need to be a lip reader to lip read something like that.
And some are saying that he also said, why am I out here then? Like, for him not to get the ball in that situation. Could have been.
It could have been that, yeah, too. It could have been. I'm glad you mentioned that. Glad you mentioned that.
So what do you do? Just, I want to go to college to be a lip reader.
I don't think you go to college.
Well, I think you do.
No, you don't. They don't have majors in lip
reading. Well, vocational school.
No.
Then how you get the job?
I think you got to go to, I think you just got to have the knack.
Wow.
I really do. I think you just have to have the knack.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hated to cut you off, but.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Bob Myers didn't say a word about you.
And I owe you an
apology. Bob in San Francisco. Yeah. What's up, Bob? How you doing? How to get that straight?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I got like three quick points. Number one, I think Draymond should be a little more humble because that can go a really long way. I was disappointed to see how bravado he was at the interview. Okay, I understand he doesn't want to deal with the press. That's fine. But just a little humility will go a long way, you know. And then with KD, I always knew he's like a rental player. It's like when the Giants won their first World Series here in the Bay Area, it's like you knew almost all the hitters weren't going to come back the next year. I mean, other than the pitching staff, which were the young guns, right, like Lincecum and Kane, you knew they were coming back, and then you had other guys fill in after that. So you knew those guys, they won a championship for it, but they were mostly rental players.
Right.
And then you have Steph Curry, who I think is always hurt every year. That's not an issue. He's going to get hurt, but he is the best player on the team. And KD, I think, is like Chuck Berry. He shows up with his guitar, he gives you a great concert, and then he goes. And that's how to look at him. He's a free agent.
Thanks a lot for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. You know, there are a lot of free agents on teams right now where the player's teammates know that he won't be around next year.
Wow.
So that in and of itself is not the issue. I think the issue is Draymond can't stand the way Kevin Durant's quote unquote handling it. I mean, is this happening in Boston right now with Kyrie Irving?
No, because he came out training camp. You know what he said.
That's right. Or you come out and you say,
why didn't KD do that?
That's, you know what? I think it's a window into his personality.
And maybe his teammates had that question. Maybe Draymond's like, you could have put all this to...
Of course. I mean, when I say of course, I'm not saying that's what happens. I'm saying, of course that's possible. Of course. Let's go to Karan. Karan in Antioch. Karan? Am I saying it right, Karan?
Hey, yeah, it's Karan. Hey, I just wanted to point out, if I'm not mistaken, last year... Hey, by the way, I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Last year, if I'm not mistaken, in the playoffs, Kevin Durant said, I finally feel like I'm a part of the team.
I do remember that.
Yeah, he said, I finally feel like I'm a part of my team, and I'm pretty sure that was after the first round of the playoffs. Now, if he's just saying that in his second year playing on the Warriors, then there has to have been ongoing issues from the start. With him even being on the team,
that's a phenomenal point.
I just remember that, and I just wanted to point it out. And I'm still kind of disappointed this happened, and I really didn't like what Draymond Green said. But I mean, he's a passionate player, and you can't take that away from him. But that's all I wanted to say.
No,
I love the show, and thank you for having me.
Sure, sure.
When did he say it, KD?
I you know what? I don't know the exact time, but. Karan's right. He definitely said it, and it was at least a year ago. At least. But that is a good point. If Kevin Durant, when Kevin Durant said that, I feel like a warrior.
From the gate, yeah.
And see, and I believe that too. I believe.
When you get on a new team, it takes time.
It's not comfort. How could anybody think? Like, the reason I'm not focusing on the incident was I believe the incident proved that there's more to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going David West.
Let's go to Zach in Oakland. What's up, Zach?
Guys, I just want to start this by asking a quick question first. Sure. Regardless of all of this, do you guys still believe the Warriors are going to win the ship?
No doubt.
I wouldn't bet against them at this point, but I'll tell you what, I'd knock their odds down 10%.
And I'm liquidate all assets. They're going to win.
10% from what? From 80% to
maybe
50% or what?
Probably 90 to 80.
Hey, whoa.
Okay.
Because look, they weren't going to get beat this year. Go ahead.
I got one quick thing I want to say. I know you were saying that you were talking to Bob Myers and he was laughing about it.
Well, No. He had the whole ball of wax in perspective. Let's put it that way.
I just want to say I'm really excited to see if they win the championship this summer and KD leaves, what Bob Myers is going to do. Because I don't think he's just sitting there like, oh, KD is for sure staying. He's got a plan.
Oh, no doubt.
I'm excited to see perhaps this team go back to like the 14-15 where it's just Steph, Clay, and Dre, and then the bench is deeper than anyone else. I think he can go back to that. This isn't the end, even if Kevin leaves. You're looking at a team that's going to be good for a long time.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate the call. I disagree, though.
But I've been saying it.
I disagree.
But it would be exciting
to
see.
What year did the Warriors win it? 14-15?
Yeah.
So that 14-15, 15-16,
16. Well, I count 15-16 as a win.
It'll be 5 years later.
But they won 15-16 when they were up 3-1 and Dre hit.
Don't do that, Guru. Like, that's when you bother me.
They were up 3-1.
Flat out. So what? They didn't win it.
And then they got Durant. Let me think they went back to back.
You know, that's fanboy stuff. And I thought you weren't like that. That's fanboy. I don't even use that. It means the Warriors are perfect.
No.
They get screwed by the refs. They have a vendetta. Let's leave that incorrect detail out of it. The Warriors.
They can do it without Durant.
5 years later. The same three players, 5 years later, the core is going to win it again.
There'll be some enhancements.
Nobody as good as Durant. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
So long,
yeah. Thank you.
They still got Curry and Clay and Dre.
We'll see.
Somebody else could come.
You're wrong. Dre's not going to be here long term.
We don't know
no
that.
Chance.
I'm being proactive.
How much you want to bet? I'll bet you there. I'll bet you Draymond Green will not be a Warrior at the end of next year. He won't resign here. Or they'll trade him beforehand.
I got too many tickets.
I'll make that
right
bet.
Now.
Yeah, I'll make that bet.
I'll sleep on it.
Let's go to JJ, Benicia.
Morning, guys. Thanks for keeping the mornings popping. Hey, just
sure.
Real fast. You know, Draymond was right, Stiney. There are people saying this is the crumbling of the end. ESPN was writing about it. NBA Channel were talking about this is the first.
Right, the start. It could be the first crack. That I don't necessarily disagree with.
Right, so that's my point on that. But
gotcha.
As far as this, I think they're going to win in spite of this. Like, they're going
right.
to band together and maybe not, like, you know, hold hands together, but they're going to prove that, you know, they're going to go out on top and win the title this year. It's next year, and as a Warriors fan, season ticket holder that I'm concerned about, something's going to break off here. And I think
right.
the suspension was handed down by Lacob and carried out by, you know, Kerr and Myers. But this was Lacob's way of saying, okay, I'm starting a pickup game in the schoolyard and I'm picking somebody first. And Draymond, I'm not picking you. I'm picking KD first. This was Lacob that's saying this. So, and I think he's going to do what, and Myers, what they can to re-sign KD.
I agree.
And Draymond, if you want to come along, then you can come along. If not, well, you can go. I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Thanks a lot for the call, JJ.
This is fascinating, man.
I think a fair amount of people think that. I heard that a lot yesterday.
So many ways this can end, Steiny.
Yeah, isn't it fun?
It's
fun.
No, it is fun. That's why we signed up. I love this. I don't like guys fighting.
I mean, I'm not.
Come on now.
I mean, I know it's probably not fun for the fans, but again, this is like, this is what Warrior fan, this is what I want to instill in Warrior fans. This is a product of being a big boy. Yeah.
Dodgers,
this
Yankees,
is the kind
Cowboys.
Of stuff that the big boys had to go through. The Bulls, yeah. Jordan's Bulls, Shaq and Kobe, everything. I mean, this is proof that your team is so dominant that everybody wants to know everything about it. It's like, I would wear it as a badge of honor if I were a Warrior fan. I really would. We dominate the league. We not only dominate it on the court, we dominate the talk off the court. Why? Because we're so good.
We're on
top.
We
know there are a lot of people out there that don't like us and want to bring us down. That's a great story.
It is. And speaking of story, Steve Kerr said Curry reminded him of a small Tim Duncan. What did I miss during the Spurs run? Where was the drama? I thought it was all like the Waltons. I didn't know they had drama to where Tim Duncan was, had to come in and facilitate. And Tony, because everybody's talking about Steph Curry. How
they did have problems in San Antonio.
It had to be when Steven Jackson was in town.
No, I mean, like stuff like the Ginobili, was he going to come off the bench or was he not going to come off the bench? Or even Tony Parker. I mean, Popovich demoralized Tony Parker early in his career. And I'm sure Tim Duncan played a huge role in making sure Tony Parker didn't think it was personal. Yeah. I think that's kind of what he meant. Let's go to Shem in Santa Clara. What's up, Shem?
Hey, guys. Love you both. Love the show. Thank you for taking my call. First time caller.
Thank you.
And I have to say this segment of NBA fans who think that Draymond should just feel grateful that he's playing, with Kevin Durant. Like Draymond is not a scrub. He is an all-star.
Right.
He made Anthony Davis look like he was an average player. This guy would be an all-star on any team. It's because of his defense. He's not like Jurepko or Cook, who are getting extra offensive opportunities, good looks, because defenses cannot, key in on these guys because they have to pay attention to Clay and Steph and Durant. He's a guy, I mean, he shoots, he doesn't look to shoot, he looks to shoot to keep the defense honest. But other than that, his defense, it all speaks for itself. This guy's an all-star in his own right, and that's all I got to say.
Appreciate the call. It's amazing the way people look at things differently. A lot of people look at things in a different manner, and that's what makes it interesting. It really
there's no doubt
makes
they
it
kicked the Rockets' ass tonight. Regardless,
go ahead then liquidate your assets, Chief.
Well, I gotta have some, but
yeah, liquidate your assets.
The Warriors are getting they're underdogs,
but you think they're gonna win by 25? So
nah,
it sounds like a no-brainer.
No, they'll get the dub.
We'll see. We'll see. I think it's going to be really hard to know without Kevin Durant, without Steph Curry. Here's the other thing I think that I'd be worried about, right? I would be worried about, you know what I'm worried about most if I'm a Warrior fan? Now's when, and I know Curry's hurt, now's when you can't afford an injury. You can't afford an injury right now. Because you know you're going to be playing, I think you're going to be playing without Curry for another at least 2 weeks.
Wow. I would take the over.
I think in two weeks would be a month total.
Yeah.
And my understanding is about a month is.
And that's that core area, Stani. That's everything, you know?
Let's go to Charlie. Oh, actually, you know what? Charlie, you're my man. We got to get out. We're over. 10 seconds over. Papa and Bonte next. Thanks for listening, everybody.